Our guide for this history lesson is Anne Murphy, the co-chair of the Spokane chapter of the League of Women Voters.
The League of Women Voters was formed out of the groups that were leading the suffrage movement, and it was Carrie Chapman Catt who did that. And it was actually at the National Convention of the suffrage, the predominant suffrage group at that time.
This was about 6 months before the amendment was ratified.
With their mission being to finish the fight. Interestingly enough, there were still two states needed, or at least two, to ratify that constitutional amendment. And I found it very interesting in reviewing the timeline of that, even though in Washington state, women had had suffrage since 1910. Washington state did not ratify this particular amendment until March of 1920.
It was the 35th state to approve it. Tennessee was the 36th. After the amendment had been written into the Constitution, Murphy says the League of Women Voters turned its eye to public education and voting. During Washington's just-completed primary election, for example, chapters held public forums for candidates for lieutenant governor and secretary of state.
And then along with that, the League, of course, over the years has also had a very strong advocacy arm to advocate for issues that first seemed of issues of more important to women, but now are important to everyone.
Along that line, on August 27th, members of the Spokane chapter of the League will convene a community forum that explores a proposal to put fluoride in the city's drinking water. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.